Now the news at one, children who are diagnosed with lazy eye in Ireland have less successful outcomes than children with the same condition in Northern Ireland. A new report suggests that children should be screened for the problem in preschool. Well, Shifra Harrington is an optometrist and lecturer and lead author of this report, which is published in the British Medical Journal, and she's here. You're very welcome, Shifra. Thank you for being with us. You have some startling outcomes in this report, but first I want to ask you about lazy eye. How serious is this?
Well, lazy eye is quite serious, but I think at the outset I need to point out this was collaborative research that involved Ulster University and TU Dublin. And really we looked at lazy eye because while it isn't very prevalent, it's, you know, less than 5% of the population will have it, which means more than 95% don't. But at the same time, for those who do have lazy eye, their chances of bilateral of two eyes visual impairment in later life are much higher. There are also certain jobs and occupations that they will not be able to participate in and that will not be open to them. And also involvement in sports are a problem when you're dealing with moving targets. So aim is possible with one eye, but for anticipation you need two eyes working together.
And can you fix it if you identify
well,
it early
can
enough?
Treat it. We can treat it really, really well, but the treatment is time sensitive. In other words, children need to be identified and treated in the early ages, in the early years of childhood, preferably before the age of 8 years, because the system is very plastic at that stage and very amenable to treatment. However, the visual system matures and after the age of 8 it is resistant to change. So therefore we do have screening programmes both in Northern Ireland and in the Republic where we screen children for reduced vision, and those children with reduced vision are sent on for full eye examinations.
So is there something happening in the Republic of Ireland?
Yes, we have limited resources.
That is not happening.
We have limited resources in the Republic of Ireland compared to the United Kingdom. We have fewer ophthalmologists per capita. We have fewer optometrists per capita. We have fewer orthoptists per capita. And what happens is in Northern Ireland, when children fail vision screening, they're referred into the hospital eye department and they are reviewed at that stage by orthoptists. Those orthoptists then will triage those children and refer them on to ophthalmology or optometry as required, which means children are being seen by the age of 4 and treated for a period of time. It could be 1-2 years, and they'll be reviewed every 3 months within that time. And once the treatment is completed, they are referred back to their community optometrist. On the other hand, in Ireland and the Republic, once children fail school vision screening, they're referred into the public system, whereby they are waiting up to, oftentimes in some areas, over 2 years for a full eye examination.
So at which point, it might just be too late.
Yes, it can be too late. And indeed, the earlier you commence treatment, the more successful the outcomes. There's a huge amount of research internationally in this area, and we found that children who are treated four are more successfully treated than those who are age 5 or 6. So the earlier you start and commence the treatment, the more successful the outcomes.
You suggest in this report as well, or the report suggests, that perhaps we should look at screening at preschool. Now, why do you say that?
Because children are, the capture would be maximised. At the moment, about 80% of children are availing of school screening in this country. However, if you think of it, the take-up for the preschool year is greater than 95%. So you would maximise capture of screening if you saw children before they start school. And to identify visual problems before children start school would give them a distinct advantage.
Mm, but the problem is, even if you identify the issue, they're not then getting the treatment that they would get in Northern Ireland. That's what
they
you
still
found.
Won't be. So we still need to do something about the resource. We need to improve. We need to increase the number of ophthalmologists. We need to increase the number of orthoptists. We have very few orthoptists. And we also need to make sure that services are available to children through optometry to make sure that they can access spectacles in order to commence their treatment.
Okay, some people, including myself, believe that you can look at a child and tell whether they have a lazy eye because they expect that the turn in the eye goes with lazy eye.
Oftentimes it does. About 1/3 of those children with lazy eye will have a turn in the eye. And one thing we did find in the report, which was really positive, was that children who had a turn in their eye were being seen. Despite the limited resources, the children with the greatest need were doing well here.
Okay.
However, when the eyes were straight, and 2/3 of amblyopia in this country is associated with straight eyes, these children were not being seen. And also, there was poor compliance with treatment for those who were being seen. The amount of children who had glasses they weren't wearing was pretty high here as well.
And why do you think that is?
I think there isn't a culture yet here. I think you have to get to a critical number whereby children feel uncomfortable to wear their spectacles in school. So we do need to educate parents as well as to the importance of vision in a child's life in school, as the importance of complying with spectacle wear, and the important that really is, we alone cannot address the situation by just increasing the resources. Public education is critical.
Okay, what do you say to parents who might be listening to this and might be concerned that their child has this issue?
Well, I would say first not to be over concerned. You don't want to alarm parents. I mean, 95.5% of children did not have amblyopia. However, your child has two eyes. They ought to be able to see through both of them and equally well. If your child is reporting, or if you notice your child has a preference for one eye over the other, they really should be reviewed by an optometrist or an ophthalmologist or an orthoptist.
Okay, Shifra, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today. That's Shifra Harrington there.